Aye, I feel like a day. Now it's me, Alan Smith, for a wee Purkley Stories of today's Press and Journal on Monday, April 22nd. So I hope everybody had a rare weekend, and it was sobered up again by the day, ready for back to work. Well, now my front page paper today is a huge offshore wind farm to be worth billions. So one of the biggest floating wind farms in history is to be constructed off the Aberdeenshire coast. And business leaders are predicting the scheme could bring a staggering $3 billion of investment to the region, as well as create hundreds of jobs. Green Volt, now approved for construction, has been hailed as Europe's first commercial-scale floating wind farm, and will consist of 35 giant turbine towers off Peterhead. Businessman Sir Ian Wid believes the scheme, which will be taken forward by Aberdeen-based Flotation Energy and Norwegian firm Vargrøn, will unlock about £3 billion of investment and generate hundreds of jobs. He said, crucially, it also sends a huge signal to domestic and international investors that Scotland is indeed a pioneer in this technology and an ideal location to manufacture and deliver floating wind developments. The wind firm has the backing of First Minister Hamza Yousaf, for hopes Green Volt will place Scotland at the forefront of floating wind technology. It's hoped contracts associated with the wind farm will bring huge benefits to the northeast supply chain and aid the region's transition for island gas. So, well, we had speaking about that today, now that on the wireless they're going to be, if it all gets going and gets bigger, it'll be the biggest floating in the world, and underneath the big mare out at sea, and it'll be the biggest units like, you know, like that in the world now. So, and they have, you know, stepping up the pace. We are this turbines that hang. So here's hoping it's a defit to say on the tin and produce the electric ingredient. Part of this, some of this floating means if it was going to produce energy for the oil rigs, and then as that tapers down, they'll start switching electric into the grid for onshore. So pretty well thought through. And well, that's, you know, normally there's never any shortage of wind up here, so should work a treat. Now here's a farmer's tractor rally in the bid to stop monster piling. So, started with the wind farm, of course. Farmers and concerned locals gathered in Crathis yesterday to rally against the installation of super pilings. Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks, SSEN, plans to install 400 KV monster pylons averaging 57 metres in height in the area. In protest, about 25 tractors drove along the proposed route. The convoy gathered at Crathis Hall, just outside Bunkery, and travelled northwards, passing several villages that are along the route of the pylon installation. The tractors drove through Durris, Drimoak, Echt and Dunecht to Lye Lodge before driving back. Eileen West, who drove in the protest, said the turnout was heartening. She said the support along the route was fantastic. It was actually quite emotional at some points. Folk in the villages with banners cheering us on, folk at other firm roads along the route. While she supports a net zero transition, she said the project is a wrong approach. She emphasised the group is not for nimbyism rather than nobyism, saying the super pylons are not suitable anyway. She said, Scotland is being sacrificed and sold out, and we're just going to become a power station for the South. John Ratz, chairman of Deeside Against Pylon, said, we support net zero ambitions, however, we cannot support this proposal. This is an export power line for which Scottish communities are paying a disproportionate price. We call on the Scottish Government to reflect on the impact of this proposal and the lack of proportionality, and to rethink this overhead piling proposal with urgency. The installation of 400 kV pilings is part of SSEN's £20 billion pathway to 2030 project. SSEN Transmission Managing Director Bob McDonnell said previously, this is one of the biggest investment programmes in North of Scotland for almost a century. Our £20 billion programme will help unlock cleaner, more secure energy for homes and businesses for generations to come. The north of Scotland can be a clean energy powerhouse and is set to play a leading role in delivering UK and Scottish energy security and net zero targets, but the benefits going way beyond energy. The benefits are compelling, but with any major infrastructure program, we need to ensure that we effectively consult and act on the views of local communities. So if somebody's asked me about the tractor protest, but then I go back to noon here, certainly as a picture of the tractors coming through Echnu, just going by Ech Tanduri there, and you know, certainly a good hillock of them, always signs up, and there's a 2 or 3 foot good cheering, but really kind of hillock a tractor's going through Echt, it's just another day. Now, something right up my street here. New clubs over 30s disco draw older punters to keep industry afloat. So, dance floor filling daytime discos for older revelers are helping Aberdeen's struggling nightlife industry turn a corner. Opening up night spots in the afternoon to let those over 30 dance the day away is a relatively new concept for the Grand City. But it has already proved popular and profitable, with hundreds of folk lining up outside Aura nightclub in their Gladrags when it launched last month. Owner Tony Cochran introduced the idea to Aberdeen after he realised there is an untapped market of partygoers who might prefer an early night. He said it was a way to give over 30s their own space to have fun and keep a business alive. Just a few months ago, he feared he might be forced to close his city centre club due to a dwindling number of late night customers and crippling bills. He says now he also runs Club Tropicana and several other venues across Scotland. He vowed to fight on. With two successful events already in the bag, Mr. Cochran says day discos have turned out to be a lucrative way to survive in a challenging time for the industry. Aura nightclub was launched in September after a £400,000 transformation. However, it's been struggling ever since due to the cost of living crisis affecting punters' pockets and surging power bills. The latest blow came in January when the local authority dismissed his plea to keep the club open for an additional hour from Sunday to Thursday. But this only encouraged him to think more creatively. He said they realised there was a market for over 30s. Some folk didn't necessarily want to bide out until 3 o'clock in the morning, and we also discovered they felt a bit uncomfortable and kind of out of place amongst the masses of 20-year-olds. Getting a taxi in the evening is also a nightmare, so we thought we'd try it in daytime. And folk are loving it. Crowds were arriving to the last minute. So, well, good on him for trying that out now. And, you know, maybe he'll have a rethink again and maybe do some morning discos for over 50s or 60s. You know, and kind of, I'll give us time to sort our hips, our knees out after we've been dancing for a while and before we're going back to work the next day. So, yeah, good on him, and glad to hear it's working. So, you know, you kind of keep a good dancer doing. I'm not saying I'm a good dancer, but I do like to shock my legs about. Now, here is the anger at drivers for park their cars in spaces meant for horse boxes. So, horse riders at the Aberdeenshire Country Park have hit out at drivers for parking in horse box spots. And again, a music thing. This is at Balmeadie Country Park, has a dedicated parking area reserved for horse boxes and buses. However, last weekend, all the spaces were teed up by cars. A wifey who spoke to P&J said she fears taking her horse there in case cars are parked up in the designated spots, while the only access for equines has also been blocked in the past. Retired Jackie Corsi was one of the folk for campaign for Aberdeenshire Council to install specific spaces for folk with horses, and says the issue can cause quite a big problem. If a horse, I suppose. If the folk were still there, we would say to them, look, there's horse boxes coming down here and this space is for us because we can't get through the barrier. Some folk just want to move because some members of the public feel that the barriers aren't wide enough for their car. It says they are, but they just didn't want to ging through. An Aberdeenshire Council spokesman said visiting these areas comes with a personal responsibility to treat them with respect, which also extends to the proper parking of vehicles. Venues like Balmeadie regularly attract horse riders and bus visits, so it's vital that these areas are kept free for them to access. We would encourage drivers to park in the appropriate areas when visiting Balmeadie Country Park or any of our attractions. So, in other words, don't be such selfish buggers and just parking the spaces for cars, nae for horse boxes or buses, especially because imagine driving a bus down, if it was nae spaces, nae to reverse or something, or turn about, it'd just be a nightmare. So, yes, I think, you know, the first car driver that gets his car squashed by some raging boy in a horse box, he wouldn't need it again after that, probably. Now, there's a Bobby's in attendance as protesters block entrance to City Bank. So, Barclays Bank customers in Union Street is in Aberdeen faced disruption at the weekend as pro-Palestine protesters blocked the customers for getting in. Dozens of chanting protesters gathered outside the bank, with one demonstrator addressed as the Grim Reaper and holding an imitation scythe. The protesters blocking the entrance were dressed in blood-smeared medical scrubs. At one point, a bobby entered the bank while another tried to speak to the protesters lying at the door. However, they left the scene after a few minutes and the protesters remained in place. Demonstrators were regularly gathered outside the bank, also taped images of what appeared to be folk killed in a conflict between Israel and Hamas to the branch's door. They also brandished banners claiming that Barclays are complicit in Israel's crimes. The latest conflict began on October 7th when the Hamas attack killed about 1,200 folk in Israel. A Bobby's spokeswoman said, "We are aware of a protest in Union Street and officers are in attendance." Well, for a wee minute and then they get away again. You just wonder, is it really worth hearing Bobby's nowadays? Barclays are probably a quiet day in the branch for them, I would suspect. Now, I've just finished up with sport as normal. The back page paper today is Gartenman says fans can be proud of us again. So, Stephen Gartenman hopes Aberdeen supporters can be proud of their team once again, despite their heartbreaking Scottish Cup semi-final defeat. The Dons and Celtic produced one of the best semi-finals in the history of the competition as they fought out a thriller at Hampden on Saturday. A seesaw encounter saw the Dons lead early, then fall behind before grabbing a last-minute equaliser to force extra time. The Hoops regained the lead in stoppage time in the first half before the Dons equalised again in the 120th minute to take the title, a penalty shootout, for the Hoops eventually emerged victorious 6-5. So, well, certainly it was a cracking game, and, you know, Aberdeen had give it a good go, that's for sure, and... Okay, they had chances to win it, there's no doubt about it, but it just wasn't to be. But, you know, that's the kind of performance we need week in, week out, just in the semi-finals against Celtic. So, probably giving the new manager a bit of hope that there's, you know, somebody you can work with surely in here. So, anyway, well done. And, you know, hopefully the last couple of games now, they'll be able to keep us momentum going and get a... finish the best of the rest, as you say, and finish a top team in the bottom half of the league table. So, come on, everybody. Now, that's me done for today. Now, it's a wee public studio of today's persons or not on Monday, 22nd April, 2024. And it started off not too bad today. It was quite mild in the morning, a lot warmer than it's been the last couple of days, but getting doing healthy there in the afternoon, it was mere drizzle and rain and certainly turned a lot colour, so back to where we started, I'm afraid, but we have high hopes that one day the sun will come out and just bide here for a while. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Now, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please mind and tell a pal about it, and just tell anybody for you think might like to log into a few stories for the Northeast noon again. If we can manage that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.